We are so very happy to hear that you have this openness. Your heart is open to connect with the multidimensionality of you. And the first thing that we'll say to you is that you are not separate from any of this multidimensional parts of you. You're not separate from the Pleiadian part of you. You're not separate from your last incarnation on Earth. And so your soul is multidimensional too. We would like you to just for a moment acknowledge that and really feel and really remind yourself that you're never separate from the other fragments of your soul. And we don't mean to say fragments in the sense that your soul is broken, but it just in the sense that your higher self has many different branches. Just like the branch of a tree, and you are the leaves of this tree, all connected from the same trunk, from the same root. And so, your higher self in this analogy would be your trunk. And so, if you are a leaf in this tree, then you're always connected to the other leaves, to the other branches, to that trunk, to the roots, to the source. So you're always connected to your source. And yes, you can connect with your Pleiadian version. And the first thing, other than acknowledge that you're never separate from all the versions of yourself, of your soul, of your higher self, if you will, is to consciously and intentionally connect with the part of you that you feel connected to in this moment. And so, if you feel a connection with us, with the Pleiadians, then connect with your heart and set that intention to open that communication and to develop that relationship just like you would with a new friend or with the family member, with a new relationship in your life. And this relationship will grow. Your trust will grow, your bond will grow, will get stronger. More practically speaking, and we feel that this is what the answer that you're looking for is to practice daily with meditation. If you sit for a few minutes every day with that intention, and just open yourself up to all the possibilities, surrender to this practice. And it's okay if your mind is a little bit loud, a little bit busy. It's okay if other days you're feeling a little tired or a little sad or a little happy. Whatever it is that you're feeling is just the practice of being with yourself. Huh. Isn't that a paradox? You want to connect with us. But we're saying to you, connect with yourself. Stay silent, stay in stillness with yourself, and be observant of your thoughts, be observant of your feelings, be observant of your sensations, of the visions. Develop that relationship, that communication with yourself, with your higher self. And if your intention is to connect with other beings, then set that intention and just open yourself up. But it's really important to surrender and to trust because it's very common for a lot of humans to stay stubborn and want things to happen in a specific way or at a specific timeline or time span. And usually it's now. Usually it's yesterday. You want it quick. And we love that part of you, and we would like you to love that part of you too. That is your ego. And we love the ego for it helps you to create an identification for where you are right now. But when you want to connect to higher dimensional beings, that identification doesn't help that much because then you might also become identified with the version of you that is in the late 80s, or with the version of you that had a past lifetime in Egypt or in Lemuria or in another star system. And then identifying yourself with these labels or with these versions of you does not help the expansion of your self, of your being, because then you are just transferring your identification with your body and with your personality and with your name and with your nationality with another type of being in a different country, in a different star system, in a different planet. And so you expand your identity, but not so much your consciousness. And so breaking that pattern as well, which means just going one step beyond what your ego is perceiving, is going to help you to connect with your higher versions, with your higher self. And we will even say that if you would like to connect with the Pleiadians, you can start connecting with your higher self. If your higher self is the source of your being, all of your soul's journey, then it is the all-knowing version of you. And so your higher self will guide you to the version of you that you need to connect with right now. And perhaps it is the Pleiadian version of you, but perhaps it is a different version of you. And so when you connect with your higher self, there's a sense of openness. And you're essentially saying, I am open to your guidance. Please take me to wherever version of my soul that I need to remember for my highest good and for my highest good in this incarnation, because that's where you're identified with right now. So we hope that this is not confusing, but there is essentially two things that you need to keep in mind is intention, setting the intention, and then two, being open to the guidance without wanting to micromanage or control. And these two can seem paradox or opposite to each other. But if your intention is genuine and it's coming from your heart, and you are added to this, you're constant in your practice and in your intention. And the practice that we're calling meditation is also just the practice of strengthening your trust muscle, strengthening the part of you that continues to trust and continues to surrender to this divine guidance. So we thank you so much for your beautiful question, and we hope this helps, and we're ready for another question. Thank
The
you.
desire to connect star seeds and light workers in a safe place where we could all share our heart, heal, and expand together. I had the idea to create this online community called the Star Seed Grid. In this unprecedented time of ascension, I believe we must stick together so that we can heal. Continue to heal and expand our consciousness. Continue to be the light and the love that we are in our essence. Continue to anchor 5D consciousness and co-create this new earth that we all know exists and is currently emerging. I'm waiting for you on the other side of this portal.